This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and owner and realtor at Mia Bella Properties. I hope your day is going very well. Mine's going pretty darn good. Going to be out showing properties here pretty soon. Hey, you know, and speaking of pretty soon, the holidays are going to be upon us, and some people might be on overload decor mode. I'm already seeing it in Costco, and it kind of blew my mind. So you could go in there and you can get a Halloween costume and you can get a turkey for Thanksgiving and you can get your Christmas tree all in one day. But if you're selling your home or if you plan to, maybe you're going to have a lot of guests during the holiday season, you're going to plan on putting your house on the market and you're going to have showings during the holiday season, you need to listen up today because I'm going to tell you how you're going to balance that and have showings. And even if you're not selling your home, if you're having guests over, certain things I want you to think about before you have guests over, because you can actually put yourself and your guests in harm's way without even knowing it. But anyway, so we're going to tackle the problem of you also packing while you are showing the home, because, you know, a lot of people want to get rid of a lot of clutter. So we're going to tackle a lot of things today, and I needed help doing this. So I called in my good friend, Gina Coy. She's the owner of A Call to Order. Welcome.
Thank you for having me again, friends.
Oh, I love having you. So let's talk about the holidays. And, you know, every year, well, you're always on my show, but, you know, every year we talk about this and people call me like, you know, you guys had some really good ideas. So let's just say, for instance, a person is selling their home. They want to show their home, but they want to pack at the same time.
So what I always suggest is to look at their house and what areas of the home they don't use all the time. So basically that looks like you may have a guest bedroom that you don't use all the time, but you have stuff in storage in the closets and the drawers under the bed. You could probably have a conversation with the monster under the bed named George. And those are the rooms that I would suggest you pack first, because people aren't in and out of them or using them on a daily basis.
I just want to say this, whatever you pack, and you know, this has always been my issue with sellers because they think that they can store their things in the garage. Drives me insane. Buyers want to see the garage, folks.
Yes, but there's a way to store the things properly instead of taking a whole car or both of the cars out of the garage and do that. You can pack it and put it back in the closet because they're going to know how much room you have in a closet while you're packing.
It looks more orderly, too, if you have containers.
Absolutely.
You're putting stuff in containers. Buyers do look at closets, people. They're going to open up the doors to your closet because they want to envision if there's enough room for their clothing.
Absolutely.
In there. They're also going to look in kitchen cabinets.
Absolutely. Drawers.
Pantries.
They're not going to look in your dresser drawers.
They better not. I know my clients don't.
No, but if it's a personal property item like an end table or a dresser or those types of things, it is not built into the house.
Right.
They will probably not touch it. Now, if it happens to be a wall storage unit or a closet built-in type things, because we see those a lot now, and some of those are builder basics now.
Sure.
They're going to see how deep is that drawer, or, you know, does it have one of those felt line doohickey mabobs?
Right.
Very technical terminology there, but they're going to look because it's part of the actual home that's probably going to be staying with the home. So be aware of that. Packing. So we were talking about that. Get rid of all the things that you know that are not essential. So if it's something that you haven't worn since 1962, let it go.
Right?
Because it's those bad four-letter words. I might need it someday. I got it for free.
Right.
It was a gift. Yada, yada, yada.
Those
all the
20,
games.
20 to 200 ink pens you've got, you know, cluttered in the drawers.
All the old batteries that you throw.
And you know, the tips that we're giving is not just for the holidays, but just getting ready to show your home anyways.
Anyway, but where do you live primarily in your home? And it's the kitchen, your bedroom, your bathroom, where you do leisure time. Do you watch TV or do you work in your office? Like, I have a working office. So yeah, I'm not packing that probably until the very last minute.
But you'd want to make it nice and neat.
Absolutely. But those are the types of things. Do I need 9,000 books? Probably not.
Nope.
So those are things to think about. Mm-hmm. And don't start on the sentimental things like the photographs, the picture albums, the kids' artwork, because you will stall out and not be able to get anything else done.
That's tough. Yeah.
So I always say do the things that you don't live in and the things that are not sentimental first.
Right.
It could be the shed that you only walk into four times a year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So those are the types of things. And what she was asking me earlier, what kinds of containers? Mm-hmm. So if you're a highly visual person, I say clear containers. This is for an organizing, but for packing, it should be opaque. So you can't see into it and you label it. Because do you want everybody else knowing what's in that container?
Mom's jewelry box, right?
The ammunition.
Oh, there you go.
Your unmentionables.
Right.
You know?
Deed to the home.
Exactly. Right. So you can put, you know, papers. You know that's the important papers.
Right.
Nobody else knows that's the important papers. Mm-hmm. But I also say use the same color throughout. If it's black, use black ones. Uniformity makes a big difference.
Makes sense. My mom, and of course, in the military, always moving. And instead of labeling the boxes, after several moves, we always had things stolen. It never failed.
Oh, yeah.
And things that still break my heart that was stolen. So what she started doing is putting box number one, box number two, box number three.
We did
and
that
then,
too.
And then she'd make a list and she had that, what was in that box. So, and of course, taped up. But you're right. I mean, now we have the plastic ones and, you know, tape that down and take notes.
And some of them are waterproof. You know, hey, let's talk about what's gone on back east and down south the last.
Oh, I know, huh?
So, but absolutely. What is it that you're needing to pack? You can put cedar chips in them if you need to make sure that you don't want cooties in there, especially if you're moving.
Oh, okay, right.
Lavender. There's all kinds of different things so you don't get that plastic mildewy smell, because even though we live in a very dry state, it still will keep some moisture in plastic.
Right. That makes perfect sense. You know, when I'm showing properties just in general, I see, you know, like a lot of children's clutter, a lot of toys out and about. I'm just kind of wondering, do those kids, do they actually play with all of those toys? You know, maybe they can just take out what they think that they're going to need right now. And, you know, we always rotated toys with the kids, always, because you get bored with them. The big thing that really takes up a lot of room, because I would like for my buyers to look at the spaciousness of a room so they can picture their furniture in there, is big stuffed animals. Put them away, because that's where the eyes go, toward that big stuffed animal. And it's just very hard for people that are not in the business to be able to vision what they can put in that room.
You know, if that, every room should have a focal point. So if the focal point is the bed in the master bedroom or the mantle in the living room, everything. So if it's the stuffed animals for kids,
right?
It can be that, but it could be one, not 40 of them.
Exactly. You know, storm away. The other thing I just want to talk about, even though we talked about the garage, don't store stuff in the garage. If there's shelving in there, yes, put those containers on the shelving.
Absolutely.
My point was, is not putting it on the floor of the garage, because buyers want to see it.
Well, they want to see it. But then the other part of that is, if you don't have it off the floor, you can also get bugs, cooties.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Whatever. And so when you have shelving units, absolutely. It helps a lot.
You know, when you say bugs and cooties, a lot of people don't, well, we don't have bugs here in Colorado. Well, you know what? We do. We have spiders, right?
What are their earwigs? Those are centipedes.
Centipedes.
Mice. True story. So because I'm a member of several national associations, you're on listserv. So I have a problem. I can put it out there. Lots of people answer it, that kind of thing. And one of the gals was like, we found a mouse. And I wanted to laugh, because we live in Colorado and we can be in $1 million homes.
That's right. Yes.
And
right.
And
It could be on the side of the mountain or out in Black Forest
exactly.
or whatever. And I was like, I asked the team, I said, when was the last time we didn't find a mouse?
Right?
And we were cracking up because they were having a complete conniption fit about they found a mouse.
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
Now I get upset when I find a snake.
Oh, yes. I can only imagine.
I'm like out the door. I don't mind, you know, cooties and creepy crawlies, but if it's a snake, I'm like,
it's a whole different story.
Yeah. Out the door, down the street, calling.
Right.
Yeah.
Snakes aren't not necessarily our best friend, but they do take care of the mice.
It depends on what kind.
Right?
But I'm not sticking around to find out.
Some surprises, and that just brings me to another thing. You know, you want to clean all the stuff out anyways, because you're probably getting like spider web spiders. Lately, I just went and showed a home, and it had a bunch of flies in a spider web, and it was just such a turn on. Anyways, we're going to take a short break, and we come back. Gina and I, we're going to continue to talk about, you know, getting rid of what you don't need during the holidays, but also for showings. And also, I'm going to talk to you about why you might want to consider not decorating for the holidays if you're selling your home. Hey, be sure to go to our website, cityofcs.com, and give us a call if you get any questions, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Hi, I'm Michelle Tomberlin. You don't know me, but you may be just like me. I sold my home last year, and yes, I did my research before I chose my realtor. I chose Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties. Deborah does exactly what she says she will do. List your home for a flat listing fee and save thousands. At Mia Bella Properties, their marketing plan includes a massive web presence, and she advertises it right here on KRDO. I also bought a home using Deborah as my buyer's agent, and she made sure that I received a one-year home warranty free. Using Deborah as my listing agent and my buyer's agent, I knew I was in great hands and could count on her to negotiate a great price for my home. I am a homeowner that wanted the best without having to pay an arm and a leg to sell my home and to find the perfect home for me and my family. Before you hire a realtor, give Deborah Elliott Schultz a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. You deserve the best.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host. And I have Gina Coy, owner of A Call to Order. She's in studio with me today. And we've been talking about storing your goods while showing your home and also during the holidays. And now I want to talk a little bit about the real estate side of me.
Right.
When I'm showing homes during the holidays, and some homes, they have those big inflated characters in the front yard.
Yeah, don't do that.
Electrical wires going across the walkway. Tripping hazard, people. You know, I know that you want it to look joyful and happy for your children. I get that. I understand that. But when you're showing your home and you have that sort of thing out, first of all, they can't see how big the yard is. They can barely see the front of the home. And
they can't envision their life there.
Right. Not with all those decorations. And like I said, and this is my big pet peeve, tripping hazard. Those wires are tripping hazards.
We might come from different thoughts on decorating while selling your home. Uh-huh. I think you should honor your traditions. She's rolling her eyes, folks. However, it's within means. So if you're decorating, you've got to have curb appeal. So if you have a wreath out, it's still honoring the tradition of whatever. It could be Hanukkah, it could be Christmas, it could be Thanksgiving,
right,
whatever, but do it in good taste. And they go, oh, I never thought about putting a wreath there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that kind of thing.
Decorating the formal dining room table.
I believe when you are staging, you can stage with the holidays in mind. So tablescapes are a big deal in staging. You put your china out. You put the napkins out. Why can't you do the Thanksgiving theme or the Halloween?
That looks very pretty.
It looks, you know, and keeping up with that and making sure maybe your hand towels do have holiday theme.
Sure.
And that kind of thing. If you do want to put up a tree, some people do, some people don't. I suggest that you don't put presents.
No.
Because one, it's cluttery, but you don't know who's coming in and out of your house.
So it's tempting. And I've had clients with me with little children. They go up to the presents and they think it's for them.
Oh, see, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. And so that's why I really ask, you know, my sellers, can you not put any presents under the tree? Because of that reason, you don't know who's going to be showing the home. And if they see, you know, a little tiny little box on the branches of the tree, that typically shows it's jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And how small is that to just put it in your pocket?
Right.
So, you know, I have never, ever had anything missing from any of my listings. Can it happen? Yes, it
absolutely
can happen. And you hear stories about it.
Right.
Things missing. So, no, I don't want people to think that they can't decorate their home for the holidays. Yes, but be very careful.
Right.
Be very mindful.
I wouldn't put out your total village. I would not put, if you have one.
Right.
They're beautiful. Don't necessarily put out all the personal things if you have a nativity scene. Me, I love them, okay? But the next person may not. That's the thing, is don't put personal touches, put general touches.
Theme. Yeah.
Theme.
Sure.
And it might only be one or two rooms. So it might be the living room and the dining room and the bathroom.
Yeah, that's it. The other thing is too, and you and I have had this conversation before, how people really overdo it with the scents that you plug in. Case in point, just showed some properties last week to a couple and we walked in and it was unbelievable. I had to leave because, you know, as you know, I have asthma, and they stayed in for maybe a minute or two and they said, we can't see the rest of the home because it's just so overwhelming. What are they trying to hide? Well, during the holidays, a lot of people like to burn those because, you know, the spicy type of smell, apple, cinnamon, whatever. I'm telling you, folks, what might be no big deal to you can be a big deal to a buyer because a lot of people have allergies.
Well, they have allergies, but the optics, even though you're doing it through your nose, the optics is, what are they trying to hide?
Exactly. The cat pee?
My suggestion is if you want to burn something or have a scent during the holidays, do it localized in the kitchen and have it something like a pumpkin pie or an apple.
And very small, and let it be a candle. If you got to do the waxy things, put it on extremely minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I don't even like those because even on the minimum of those, theirs is very, very strong. Point being, you can put out cinnamon sticks. You can put out cloves.
Right.
There's a lot of things that are dried that you can put out that really make your house smell very nice and not make people think that you're trying to hide something. So we had two homes like this. And one day when I showed this couple,
oh, no.
And both times, and of course, the agent called me up, you know, for feedback. And I told them they didn't get to see the house because they had the deodorizers in the home on full blast. And it really made them feel like they were trying to hide something.
Well, I mean, I have a soon-to-be teenager boy that has stinky feet.
I was showing you one time, this is years ago, I knocked on the bedroom door, nobody answered, so I went in, and the room was just a complete disaster.
And it was
football pads, that sort of thing all over, and it smelled so bad. And we closed the door. I do see your point. You know, and the thing is, during the holidays also, you know, if you're going to put up lights, I can't stress this to you enough. Do not have electrical wires all over the floor.
Well, and less is more.
When you are
selling your home, less is more because the individual who is looking at your home cannot visualize, can they live there? And I always tell folks, even though you still own it, you have the deed, you have that at that point in time, you're on a journey and you're transitioning. And the people who are looking at your home are the new owners. And if they can't visualize living in that space, I remember this was when we were looking years ago. Mm-hmm. This place looked amazing on paper. They had done beautiful updates when we got there. My husband wasn't with me and he said, well, should I go look at it? And I go, yeah, you can go look at it. And he goes, hold up. Can you see your stuff in this space? And I go, you know, I can't. And he goes, then I don't need to look at it.
Right. Yep. That's what's so important. And you can't visualize that there's stuff all over the place. You know, it's not a huge big deal, but I just want you to have more forethought when you're decorating during this time of the year, whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas.
If you have questions, have your agent or a stager or an interior decorator come and do a walkthrough with you and tell you, yep, that's two thumbs up, that's thumbs down,
whatever. Well, if your house
is
already listed and your agent hasn't told you this information, you know, give us a call, give Gina or me a call, and we'll let you know what you need to do. Because I got to tell you, there's some agents out there that just don't do that. And as you know, things can happen during showings. And I have had clients trip and fall and get hurt. Just recently, I was showing a home and the homeowner left the cat in the house.
Uh-oh.
And the cat was not very friendly and attacked my buyer. So again, things can happen. And the seller had no idea that their cat could get that way. The cat was very protective and the seller had no idea.
Right.
So again, a lot of people just don't know. That was a surprise. So we want you to have a wonderful holidays this year. We just want you to have some forethought if you're going to be selling your home. But you know what? Even if you're not selling your home and you have guests coming to your house, have some forethought when it comes to safety.
Absolutely.
That's very, very important. And if you got little ones coming over and you've got the basement stairway going down and you don't have a door, you might want to put up a little gate. Even seniors can be falling down the stairs.
Absolutely. Rugs are a big fall hazard.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks so much, Gina.
Thank you for having me again.
What is your contact information for our listeners so
they
can get in touch with you?
Our office number is 719-231-5425, or you can get us on the web at acalltoorderco.com, or like us on Facebook. We have tips and tricks all the time, and we'd love for you to like us there.
Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you.
Do you need help deciding whether to sell or not? Need help deciding whether to buy or not? Give me a call and let me give you the big picture of selling your home or buying a home. Don't fall into the holidays or the worst time to sell the home. Do not be shy selling your home during the holidays. Hey, give me a call if you have any questions. Maybe you want to know the value of your home. 719-641-1357. Again, 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. Hey, did you know that people still sell their homes even in the winter months? Yep, they sure do. So if you're thinking about selling your home and you don't think it's going to sell in the winter, rethink and give me a call and I'm going to do a market analysis. Give me a call at 719-641-1357. Take advantage of Mia Bella Properties and save thousands of dollars with our flat listing fee of $3,500. Also, if you're thinking about buying a home, what other company is going to give you back a third of our commission to go towards your buyer's closing costs? Nobody. But Mia Bella Properties. That's Mia Bella Properties at 719-641-1357, where we're making your experience more affordable. Hey, and remember, folks, you know, during the holidays, you want to arrive alive. Don't text and drive. Until next week, my friends, remember, it's never too late to become the person you were meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.